Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed the game last night. It was not an epic blowout. Dolphins actually did partake in a football game. Interesting. Thought it'd be, I told you guys it'd be 28-7 at halftime, 28-3.
You told the Breakers to load up on them.
I did, and the Dolphins did not cover.
Did not cover.
Oh, sorry, the Dolphins did cover. The Bills did not cover.
You said to load up on the Bills.
I did. I don't regret that. I still mean that. I'm stunned the Dolphins were in that game till the end, and then Tua threw a pick that we all knew was coming.
It's okay.
31-21 Bills. 14 out of 15 now they have beaten the Dolphins, and that's 10 straight in Buffalo for the Bills over the Miami Dolphins of 0-3.
I actually watched a good part of that game, a good part of the second half. And Miami had plenty of chances. They had plenty of chances.
Tua threw a bad pick at the end.
It was a bad pick. But
there's no defense of that pick.
Yeah, it was a bad pick. But but he also threw some incredible balls. The touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill
was really nice. That was nice.
He did. He threw some. He made some. And then the head coach called a decent game.
I would agree with that.
Called a decent game.
So I think this is kind of bad news for Miami because McDaniel's not the long term future plan. But you can't fire him after that because they actually played good football yesterday. There's no
moral
future
victory?
With. Sip's favorite two words in sports, the ones that make him cringe more than anything, is moral victory.
So
and that's
close.
What the Dolphins had. Yeah, well, we're in the
game. Right there,
we had
right
a
there.
Chance. Had the ball down 7. There's two critical plays in this game why the Dolphins lost. The Tua pick and, of course, the...
Roughing the punter.
Blocking. Almost like a win, right?
Yeah.
Almost like a win.
Yeah.
It's like almost feels like a win.
Oh, God, it's the worst. That is the worst.
Except it's not.
Yeah. Wes says, Jake's got to be happy with how the Dolphins played. Yeah, I mean, they played well. They lost.
God.
They're 0-3.
They lost by 10.
This is not a moral victory. It's a win or lose sport.
You're in a bad spot. Jake's got to be happy with the way the...
And I think they mean that. Like, Jake, they didn't get killed. Well done. You're a professional football team. You're not supposed to get killed. Good job.
It looked ugly kind of early. They'd score, but it also, when it went to 14-7, I go, okay.
I tell you, they went
up and down the field on Miami's defense.
It was bad.
And then, like I said, they being the Dolphins, the roughing the punter, I know. Yep. What they did was, Jake, they left the defense in.
Okay.
And so they got a matchup against the center that they couldn't block the defensive lineman, but he got the long snapper, got a very good vertical set on him, so he had to kind of go right through him. So the guy was straining with one arm, but the problem with that is that those big guys aren't built to avoid the punter. The guy's he's a starting D lineman.
He's meant to go get the quarterback.
He's built to do that. So when he made that was one time when the head coach can be upset.
Yeah,
but he also had to have cleared the call because special teams coordinators do not go after punts. on their own. You kind of be like going, yeah, or if they might just tell you, yeah, hey, Bill, whenever you want to, go after. I'm good with your decision. Okay, then you do it on your own throughout the game. But it's been discussed.
Okay.
But they had just scored and just stopped them, so they're going to get the ball back. And instead, we're off the punter. Bills go right down and score.
There was the discussion I had in the group chat that at one point, before the Dolphins' defense played well, they had given up a score on 16 of 18 drives this season.
Good God.
And then they forced two punts in a row. This would have been a third straight punt. It was fourth and 10.
Jeez.
And they blocked. Yeah, they roughed the punter. I said, here we go. They score like two plays later. Game's not over yet, but it feels like it's over.
It was a good 21. Roughing, too.
Oh, he got him.
He got him. Yeah, it wasn't like, I don't know.
This was not questionable. This was awful.
It's just running into. No. He took out his plant leg. He did everything. He's like the guy who did it. The guy who did it was 295 pounds.
I'm going to say, Sip, this was the absolute definition of it. If they show a replay, what is it? Show this play right here. This is absolutely roughing the punter.
They're showing it, and then you can just kind of, it's almost like a periphery of it before the ball gets punted.
Yep.
And right away, Laura's watching the thing. I go, oh no, they just roughed the punter.
Yep, so did I.
And then you hear the cheer of the crowd because the flag came out. Yeah.
I will say, I watched this game in pretty much silence. Even when the Dolphins were, I did clap one time. I clapped at the touchdown.
Clapped. I've never heard of that.
In the basement, I clapped. I said, the Dolphins scored, I think, with like
Jake was applauding.
Eight seconds to go in the first half. A good play
to
Waddle.
I've never watched that in my house.
I did. Well, you're not fans.
Let's go Oilers.
Journalist, coach. You're not a fan. You don't clap in the couch.
Clapped.
Yeah, I clapped. It was 14 all at halftime. I was proud of the 16 play drive to tie the game at halftime. I was proud of that. But that's
you're a beauty.
I didn't yell at all. I didn't get angry. I told you, I expected a loss. They played better than I thought they would, but still, it's a loss, and you're 0-3.
Right. Yeah, it's fine.
So I can't sit here and say, yeah, I'm happy. No, I'm not happy. They lost the football game. It wasn't a blowout. That's the only positive I have. Tua still threw a crippling interception in that game at the worst possible time in the red zone.
On a five-yard route.
They just converted, I think, a fourth down play. Like a nice pass to Waddle, good play, and then I think the next play, boom! Pick.
Well, yeah.
Game over.
They were on the ropes.
They were on the ropes.
Buffalo's on the ropes. Yeah.
Wow. Not good for Buffalo.
Yeah. 3-0. Bills. They own the Dolphins. So they're the new Patriots now. They just own the division. Own Miami. At some point, Miami maybe in 30 years might get back to that. But I did say Al Michaels in the broadcast said that the Dolphins in the 70s were 20-0 against the Bills. So making up for some lost time is Buffalo.
Imagine that run if you're a Buffalo.
Okay,
they've got us 18 times in a row. Let's get this one. Dang it.
20 straight.
You got it.
And I told you guys, as I said, it's 14-15. The one time the Bills lost to the Dolphins a couple years ago, they had a fourth down at the Dolphins' 2-yard line. They needed a touchdown. Down by four, I believe. So they couldn't kick a field goal. It's for the
fourth and two.
And I think that Josh Allen, like, I don't know, he underthrew a guy. He had him wide open in the end zone. So it should be 15 straight. But it's not. But they played all right.
So how late did it go?
About 10, wasn't that 20, late. 10, 15,
wasn't
10,
crazy
20.
Late.
Yeah, not
no.
terrible.
No, not crazy late.
10, 15. But at least it was a competitive, good football game instead of a blowout for America to watch that game.
Yeah.
And a big win for Rice last night. Rice beat Charlotte.
The Rice Owls.
Yeah, Rice Owls beat Charlotte. They rushed for like 260 yards. They've patterned themselves after
the service
academies. That's what they do.
They still do that.
They've only thrown it like, in three games, they've thrown it 30 times.
Was the stadium like packed?
I didn't see much of the game. I'm going to say, I did watch that. See, once you make the commitment to go to Amazon.
Yeah, you can't flip back and forth.
There's no going back and forth. So once I made I got to watch this so I can talk the game with Jake. So I did some of that.
Dang it.
Yeah, you can't YouTube TV the Amazon Prime. You can't do quad box, either that
times.
Or nothing at all.
It's not better times.
It's not better times. There's a lot of not better times out there right now. Not better times there.
No. But, idle chit-chat for you, Sip, at all. I mean, we know we had an event. We'll get to more of that at 6:30. Yeah. We'll dive deeper into that if you want to.
I think Phil might be coming in.
Phil might come in. Roman at 6:30.
Phil said he delivered the food directly himself to you guys. Phil told me that he did. He delivered the food.
He was amazing last night.
I checked in with Philman last night. Anything from the Sipple family.
Oh, he goes,
I definitely.
He was all over it.
Yeah, he brought it in. I brought the food in myself. And there was a Pennsylvania couple that I met a while back that I I need to go to Ruhlman's. And they showed up last night. So Phil said,
nice.
Hey, the Pennsylvania people showed up.
Nice.
Oh, Phil's place was packed.
Yeah.
Phil had a great crowd last night. We went in there at 7, and it was full.
Were you in that private room at all?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, wow. I've never gotten the private room. The
private room's nice.
This is my second go-around in private.
Wow. So you only go private.
I didn't ask for it.
Give us the rundown who was there.
I mean, it was a full boat.
But no Adam. Still no Adam?
No Adam. Haas made it.
Haas made it? Oh, yeah.
Haas made it. My sister choked on her steak. That was a bad deal. She was fine.
Did she do the Heimlich?
Heimlich?
My dad's wife my stepmom's a nurse, so she was over there tending to her. Yeah. Poor Kathy. She probably didn't want me to say this on the radio, but I did. It's kind of late now. She choked on her steak, and it was a little bit of a scene.
I shouldn't laugh, but
she's fine. It's funny to watch the reactions of the people. Some people don't react. Like Marty's like, is she all right?
What's going on down there?
I mean, there's only so much you can do. But it was loud. I mean, it was loud. That's why I want to address with Phil when he gets in here. If he gets in here, I wonder a little bit if we're too loud. There were people walking by.
That's why you had the private room.
He said people were sticking their heads in to see what was on the commotion.
They were looking over at they'd walk by and look in there because I think it was quite loud. Loud.
The Sipples.
Marty's loud. And Tony Haas is loud. And my sister's husband's a lot big and loud. And I'm kind of loud.
So there's a lot of people. There's a lot of talk about better times. There's Columbus talked about a lot. This is what went on back in the day.
Yes, a lot
better times. Yeah,
a lot of that talk. So
Loop River. Anything about the Loop River come up?
Midget football.
Did it?
Of course. Yeah.
A lot of that.
Colts.
That's expected.
Haas on the Colts too?
I think Haas. Well, no, Scott Spall. We were talking about Scott. Names that mean nothing. Haas played. I can't remember what team. I think he was on a red team. He was talking about it all. He remembers things in great detail. But the thing we have to address with Phil is the noise.
I think Phil likes energy.
He does. He does.
I might be.
He has music in the back, but a couple times a week, doesn't he? Yeah. He likes sound. He likes loudness.
I just hope that it wasn't disruptive. Is what I'm getting at.
Did you have to do any sort of a presentation to the entire restaurant? Is there ever a microphone? You took questions or anything?
No. We were back. And we weren't in the main restaurant. So. I just kind of scurried back there, and it was good.
Yeah, but
I appreciate it. I will say this: the food was excellent. I had a crab rice. They gave me a heaping portion. Everybody liked their food. I had an old fashioned. It kind of got me. I mean, I think I was tired, so it got me buzzing. And we didn't have that. Now we didn't. When I was driving off, I thought of you because we did not have the cookie skillet.
What? You made that part of the ordeal yesterday during the show. So
why would
going
you? I don't even know who you
why?
Are.
My mom bought cookies.
Really?
Yeah.
You could have still had the skillet, though.
We could have.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. Yeah. Oh, I know why. Because it got late. It was one of those things where I was like, Phil, there's nobody.
So when you left, it was empty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
open just for that, you guys.
So I was kind of like, we better get out of here. Phil's like, well, you can stay. I'm leaving.
That's how late it was. Phil left.
Hint, wink, wink, leave. Get out of here.
Well, he was not. You know, he was good. He goes, you can stay as long as you want, but I'm leaving.
That's kind of a hint.
Yeah,
hint,
you probably
wink,
you
wink,
pushed
though.
The envelope, it sounds like.
Yeah,
here. Yeah.
So that's the cookie skillet.
So Phil was super hospitable, and then you just went overtime.
Yeah, accidentally. Then it dawned on me. We said, okay, guys, we got to get going. It was after 9.
Understandable. But I did check in with Phil and see how the support
Phil, I think, Bill, I think he's coming. I mean, he seemed serious when he said, I'll be there at 6:30 tomorrow.
We'll see if he shows up. Phil never lies to us, so.
No, and he's welcome.
Phil's always welcome here.
So it's probably supposed to be a surprise that Steve probably just wrecked on air.
Now we expect him. Yeah, now we expect Phil.
Now Phil's getting his car right now, driving 100 miles an hour.
Phil, are you coming?
Hey, Phil, yeah.
Come on, sit.
And Phil was. I got to say this publicly. This is the most important thing I'll say on the show today. I need to thank him. He was incredible. Bill, thank you for your hospitality. It's beyond. You go beyond. When you're with your family, it really means something, so I appreciate it. Thank you, Phil. I'll be back.
People, I mean, you walk by that room to get to the bathroom, so everyone knew where you were at.
They knew
the private room is not like it's not completely private. It is. You just walk right by it to go to the bathrooms or the other.
But I noticed
party room.
People looking in there, and I think it was because you could hear us in the main dining room.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Phil likes a buzz, though.
He does.
I hope so.
He wants some energy in the building.
For all I know, he'll come in here and say, I didn't even notice. I don't know what he'll say. So there you go.
He'll be wearing black.
He's wearing black last night. Yeah. Anything, I think he was in a great mood.
Anything for you? Idle chit chat, Bill?
Nothing much. No, I really
health
don't.
Better? Health
yeah,
better?
I'm
health update.
Yeah. Voice is improved a
sounds
little bit.
Sounds good. That sounds
you sound
good.
Yeah. 100.
The voice sounds good.
Got to my chiropractor yesterday. So that I told Sip I'm 9 to 11% better.
No.
So that part is good like that. So there's a lot of stuff I take in the morning.
Did he crack your back?
Yes. There was back cracking going on.
Does he get up on the table?
Yeah. And you know what's so when they're gonna push on your back that's already hurt, you know the pain's coming. Yeah. So it's like breathe in, exhale, and right at the bottom of the exhale, it's coming. And so you can it's hard, you can't really relax very good because you're already in a lot of pain. So yeah, but I got through it.
And it's better. It feels better.
Yeah. Chuck Finley took care of it for me.
Okay. God. Yeah, God. Well, that's a lot.
We're happy you're feeling somewhat better. You're not all the way back. We understand that. But happy that you're trending the right direction.
Compared to two nights ago when I didn't make it the next day, it's a night and day.
Okay.
The text I received was, I can't move.
I can't move. I couldn't. It was
Tuesday
night. And then it was horrible. I had to cancel stuff and I was just I couldn't move. Yeah.
That sucks.
We went rally cap and I went just great.
Yeah. Now you're doing
powered
pretty
through.
Good.
Yeah.
You powered through. You showed powered up through. Here amazingly. Thank you.
Well, that's what we do. The stool sticks together. We all come into the show. That's always the deal.
Try.
Yes.
Barring extreme circumstances.
What else do we do on Fridays, Jake?
Well, hang on. That's Idle Chit Chat. Sponsored by 738
Egg. Joey!
You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738egg.com.
You can mark this day down. We're going to be talking about all things. I can't believe this, but they're planting again. It's going to come around that fast. Better have your seed stuff organized. If you think seed, just get a call them up like the day of. Yeah, I need to get the no go. It's not how the seed works. Joey's got seed. He's an inventory guy. He has inventory. And you better get your seed organized and pre-purchased right now or pre-ordered. Not so much purchased, ordered.
He can do it.
He can do it. He'll do it today. He said he'll do it today.
Friday.
Yes.
Works on Friday.
Works on Friday. Every probably Friday.
Probably going the route too, not noon off.
Yeah.
No.
Probably not.
It's Joey. Come on.
Straight
Joey.
Through.
Yeah. 738egg.com. It is also, it's game day eve. People are fired up for Nebraska, Michigan. We do a roll call on Fridays. Please text us your name.
Call. Thank you.
Your name.
God, thank you.
Your age, where you're listening from, and what fourth item today from the Breakers.
I'm a big Eve guy. I've been over this with you guys numerous times. I love Eves. And Eves of bigger games is different. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what your Eve is tonight, if you have a routine.
Good one.
I want to know what your Eve is tonight, because I'm a big fan of Eves. What is the...
Tonight.
And here's the thing also.
You're a big fan
all
of
games
Eves.
Count the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all the same. It's no way that Houston Christian is the same as Michigan. It's
God
not.
God bless you.
All games count the same in the win-loss column, but they don't all mean the same.
Nope.
Nothing even close. You only remember certain games.
Now you're getting to be like a journalist.
And so this is one of those games. This is one of those home games. And so there'll be a lot of buzz, a lot of things going on. Are you traveling? Do you have a superstition? Whatever it is. What's going on your Eve? Because I love my favorite night is what? Thanksgiving
Eve.
I still next favorite night, Christmas Eve. I love the Eves.
Give me another one.
Well, Easter Eve is a big one for me. Saturday night before Easter. I love that one. Halloween Eve, could care less. Don't like the holiday.
What about 4th of July Eve?
4th of July Eve is good. My dad had a situation on 4th of July Eve one time. Yeah, he really got into it. Yeah, really got into 4th of July Eve. We had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then Eves will get you the night before.
Oh, Ron.
So, sometimes you'll see
Ron cut loose. Is that what you're telling
Ron
me?
Ron cut loose. He had a good time. Yeah, he cut loose 4th of July Eve.
Okay.
I was coaching somewhere, and I'd just gotten back to Nebraska. So I think that was part of the partaking of it. But Eves are been
that sounds fun.
Eves, a lot of days, a lot of things have been ruined through some people getting too excited about what's going to go on tomorrow, and all of a sudden they overextend an Eve.
Yep, that's definitely happened.
That's
before.
Happened. Jake's been part of that.
I had done that before.
Yeah, over Eve.
Every day's Eve for Jake.
Yeah, you know,
I had a New Year's Eve that
what?
Yeah, New Year's Day was not a happy start to the new year. That's rough. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. That's just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
But we're better than that now.
Jake, the stunt you pulled yesterday might have been your all-time classic.
Which one was
that? You want to address that?
Yeah, well, I'm going to address. Yeah, the fake deal. Jake, do you think for altitude yet? Nope. No go here.
I had nothing. Nothing.
Until finally someone texted him. Hang on, Jake. Didn't you play in a golf tournament?
That was Schaefer. Schaefer
brought it up.
Schaefer
about
playing. I got to see
Jake. Well, what do you mean you saw Jake? Yeah, Firethorn. Played a golf tournament.
All day.
I didn't
all
need
day
to
long.
Play along.
There was nothing.
The swim was there.
There was nothing to report. I had nothing
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, there was, yeah. Jake. It's the first you talked. So you
got busted.
Hand to God. You
Jake,
hit it.
You got busted.
You got busted. Yeah, and you didn't tell
it's okay.
us.
It's okay. I mean, it's not a
and now,
horrible
from now
thing.
On, out, I'm just not saying. Now, you know what? If I ever get sick with that again, I just won't come in the next morning. I mean, I won't even tell you what's going on.
I usually tell you. I just played there on Mondays why I felt guilty about it. So I didn't bring it up.
There it was.
Why didn't bring
it up?
There guilt. It was.
There was
yeah,
guilt.
There
was. Me and Steve can monitor guilt. Our day every day. We're on the up and up on what we're doing and getting done.
For the most
and if
part.
And if we're not doing something, we'll just say, I'm not doing anything right now. I'm actually just home on the couch or whatever.
The one time I didn't tell you.
Oh, man, I'm out there sales. Just beating the streets. No, you played golf two days.
I never said that out that day.
And when you leave to go golf at an event at like a Firethorn, that's not a 4-hour deal. You're on the course for at least 5 hours.
Five.
And then there's pre and post.
People
so it's all
post.
Day.
There's
it's 7 hours minimum.
People noticed yesterday. Greg noticed.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was very curious the way you dodged it.
I
got nothing.
I got nothing.
I got nothing. I don't think
shape. Man, that was something. I got to see.
I saw Jake yesterday. Damn it.
Where? Firethorn had a big tournament.
Yeah.
Sip. What do you got?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
Well, I didn't. Play
I'll never
the,
really trust you
yet.
The same again.
I all won't. It was yesterday was the Dolphins game. I had nothing besides. I promise.
Really?
That's all I had yesterday.
Oh.
You got
okay.
busted yesterday.
We have some response to the roll call. Pecan Pie says
the pie
mowing his lawn. Is part of the eve.
Okay. All right. Okay. Expect a little bit more.
That, I got to mow my yard. That's not part of my
eve really
celebration.
Let's see if we have something better than that.
Easy.
Justin, try to eliminate hygiene also.
Justin
brush
Hickman.
You have a shower.
Justin Hickman, age 37. Cookout with the family in town for the big game. That's
there
better.
You go.
That's
better.
The eve.
P. Panama City Beach. Travis says panic and despair. That's his
panic. Is just panic.
That's his Eve
Listen
celebration.
To every talk show, what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Disagree with them if they don't pick the Huskers.
Get mad.
Call in.
Call them names. Assault them personally.
Yeah, exactly.
find out where he lives.
Yes.
Big Bird in Columbus, no routine at all.
Nothing wrong with that.
Big Bird.
Mike in Ozark, Missouri, age 49, smoking a brisket for the big games.
All right.
Now we're talking.
Is that guy new?
No, he's not. Tony in Rayford, North Carolina, taking my daughters to gymnastics. We're off to an interesting
Rayford,
start
North
here.
Carolina. That's new, isn't it?
Is that new?
He's using Fort Bragg, so we heard it before. Okay. Paul in Spearville, Kansas, age 27, high school football, and then straight to the bar afterwards.
Oh, that's fun. Small town bar after a football game. Hash it over, then talk about what else is going on. Talk KU, West Virginia.
Tomorrow?
Yes. Chet in Nebraska City says, I'm 32 years old.
KU, West Virginia.
The Eve's going to be...
they're in Kansas.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All
right. What did you think he was talking about?
I just threw KU, West Virginia. Oh, my God. Interesting.
Chet is going to have a Coors Banquet and whatever games are on TV.
Is he having one of the grenade bottles? You know, the Coors bottles, the grenade bottle. Yeah. Yeah. Coors. I love, and I do. If I get a Coors like that, and I always order it that way too. I hope he orders that. It's always like, I love a banquet beer. And I tell you, that will throw that right away. If your bartender's like, looks at you like twice, like, what do you mean? Right away, like, you're in the wrong spot.
Okay.
Get out. If you ever order a banquet beer and they don't know what that means, get out.
Okay.
Sean and Eagle, age 61, tailgate preparation for Saturday tonight. That's what we're doing.
Okay, thank you.
Ryan in Delaware says, 40 years old, Friday is family movie night.
Okay.
He's doing that.
Okay.
Matt, age 52, doing fitness and marinating ribs. That's his Friday. Nice Friday.
It's good. Good job.
We got unnamed texture says, watching the Iowa Rutgers game as my Eve tonight.
Oh, I'll be
you guys
watching.
Doing that?
Oh, yeah. I'm all over
Are
that.
Are you in
one.
It?
Yeah.
It's 8. Is that 7 or 8 o'clock tonight?
I think 7 o'clock. I've got to go. I'll be down. Gigi's doing some sideline dancing tonight at the A Pollinaire game. I mean, at the East game.
Okay.
And so I'll be there for part of that to see her dance, and then I will probably depart to catch the second half of that game. And the pundits are heavy Iowa, and Iowa's the favorite. And I'm gonna.
We'll get to that.
Easy. Jake went golfing.
You gave me the.
Scott Lincoln, 853, says, my
Why would talk about Kansas,
right,
West
I'm
Virginia?
Sorry,
my Eve for today is I'll ride my Husker legend Harley Davidson for a pregame hype for tomorrow's butt-whooping over Michigan.
Is that Dave?
That's Scott.
Hmm. Scott.
Yeah. Okay. Kip, age 36, steak night before the game. Oh. Ribeyes tonight.
Ribeyes.
Yep.
Yum.
Jake in St. Paul says, nothing. Just, he's got big energy for tomorrow. Ready to RTB. Okay. Says, RTB, run the ball.
Oh.
Jesse and Milford, going to be in bed by 9 p.m. so I can have all my chores and things done by game time tomorrow.
Okay. Chores. When he says chores, is that like a honey-do list or is it farm?
Are you on the farm?
Are you on the farm? Let us know at that. Are you milking anything?
Sounds like farm.
Yeah.
Now, this guy's
milking.
Is there anything getting milked?
Would you milk something besides a cow?
Well, how about this? Kyle,
milk a goat?
Kyle in Boston, Massachusetts, age 22. He's having steak.
What can be milked? Breakers check-in.
I'm not taking you on. Maybe you can milk a goat.
I think you can milk a goat, can't we?
I think you can.
I don't know.
Yeah. Rudy, Google that.
You can milk a goat. It's goat and
goat milk.
When I was going out with little Cheryl and Ansley, she took me out. She said, you got to go help my dad today. And I'm not a farmer. And you know, I was cutting their balls off with a big. That's what I did that one day. There wasn't.
That's
no,
a lot. Yeah. That's jumping in pretty heavy.
Yeah, wow.
Hey,
exactly.
That was your
I'm going to help you bale some hay, or I'm going to castrate some.
We're going to castrate some goats.
That's a big difference for me on your day.
You load them in this little area, and boom. I was like, okay, I guess this is what we're doing.
She must have been smoking hot.
Cheryl, she was.
Okay, because I'm telling you right now, if it wasn't.
That's commitment there.
That's commitment.
Well, there's a lot of stories I could tell you about that whole deal. But anyway.
Kyle in Boston is having steak and clam chowder for dinner tonight to get ready.
Oh, I just told my wife yesterday that I'm clamoring for clam chowder.
Is it that time of year?
It's getting close. Well, it wasn't last week, and it's 100 degrees.
Can you have clam chowder when it's 100?
No. No, that is
Are
a,
you heavy? No.
That's a Keep heavy no. Jake, I'm a weather-based food guy.
Reed in Des Moines, skate park and pizza, bed early, up at 6 to head to Lincoln from Des Moines.
Skate park?
From
skate
Des Moines.
From Des Moines. Des Moines. Okay.
Skate park?
Skate park.
Yeah.
People still skate.
What are we talking about?
Sipple missed yesterday. A lady came whipping by on the other side of the street there on rollerblades, and she was covering ground. And I hadn't seen somebody on rollerblades forever. Remember, that was a standard thing. You'd see someone on rollerblades.
Yeah, you don't see those.
Don't see that anymore.
Jared in Nashville says it's Pizza Fridays after leg day.
Leg day. That is incredible. This is the fact you just said leg day.
He did.
When's the last time you said leg day? Like what? It's been 45 years.
1976.
Well, today's leg year.
45.
Years.
Has it been 45?
Yeah, since the last time I did. That's the one thing.
That's about right.
You don't all of a sudden just happen back under a squat rack. No. That just all of a sudden, I don't know.
I'll be going to hell. Where am I at right now?
I told you guys that one time it happened with me. Frank Solich was squatting at the Orange Bowl, and I wanted to talk to Frank about something. So he goes, hey, you want to jump in? And so I jump in and did some light squats with Frank, and I couldn't walk for 2 days at the Orange Bowl. True story. Frank's down.
I believe it.
Just rattling them off, and I'm not much weight. So I'm doing. Also, I'm like, I get next,
walk for
next day. Next day, I couldn't get out of bed. Like this, stay away from those.
I'm going to roll through these. Joel in Wisconsin, Winkin' Elkhorn, Bob in Montana.
He's so irritated.
Triple H's dad, Casey and Seward, Bearded Ben. We've got Sarah and Fulbert.
Bearded Ben?
Mike in Kansas with us. Jason Ravenna. The Colonel, Beatrice.
Nice. The Colonel. That's another
He's
amazing.
Negative.
He Jake's
says,
friend.
He says Michigan's going to run for 250 yards plus. Come on, Colonel. Have some optimism here.
Colonel?
Does Colonel double his wet blanket?
It could be. That sounded pretty WB-like there. It did.
Has WB been with us?
We heard from Gingis Corn.
YouTube wants me to get to them in a second. Hang on, YouTube. Getting through the texters here.
Okay.
Turner and Carney, Garage Jeff, Andrew and Albion. Gavin and Pender. County.
Any Lincoln listeners today at
anyone.
All?
We got Gavin. I talked to Gavin last night.
We got Rod in Lincoln.
Okay, thank you.
Bobby Dean in Bogart, Georgia. Garage Jeff in Lincoln. Okay. Gus in Lincoln. John in Roscoe, Illinois. Hubby is age 68. Jennifer, 61 from the household.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
They're going to watch some college football tonight.
Okay.
Oh, I like to prepare. There's two great games on. There's also Tulsa, Oklahoma State, which I'll get to later.
Delton in Milford.
We're classifying that as a great one.
Yeah. West Virginia, Kansas?
All right, I got you. I didn't catch the first part.
Delton and Milford. Delton, you're going to have Kool-Aid and cookies tonight.
Still no one from Lincoln.
I just read a couple Lincoln ones.
Hey, wait a second. Kool-Aid and cookies?
Yep. Scooter and Roca.
So we know Scooter.
Yeah, we know Scooter. Vince in the Quad Cities, Iowa. Seth in Eagle, it's kind of Lincoln. Doug in Lincoln with us.
Thank you.
Loudon in Muscatine, Iowa. It's Eastern Iowa. Steve in Indiana. I got family in Muscatine.
I have family.
I know you do.
That's your
you're
home
from
state.
Iowa.
You're from Iowa. It's your home state. No. Were you born in Iowa, Jake?
Nope. Born in Minnesota.
I don't know what you're doing tonight. You'll be watching the Hawkeyes and clapping.
Clapping. I can't believe you clap.
Someone said, this is Cannon. I'll be working the concession stand at Wilbur's homecoming game tonight.
Oh, nice.
There we go.
Tell us about what y'all have on the menu.
Good idea.
There's some good menus at concession stands.
Yep. You've been to a lot of them.
Yes.
Dustin and Utan with us, GP and Gretna, Leroy. Okay, I'm going to YouTube now.
Okay, people, the tube.
They're upset with me.
They should be.
Well, Doug says, Jake, are we getting on the roll call as well as in the YouTube? Yeah, I got you, Doug. Thank you.
Oh, don't fire back at Doug.
I'm
like
not firing back. I got you, Doug.
Is Doug from Muscatine?
No, Doug is from Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, which
Coeur d'Alene.
I love. Good spot.
Beautiful lake.
Luquigi says, the guy that yelled Randy at you at the gym. That was who it was.
Oh, really?
Look, age 35. With
the guy that was running up on the
track?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yep. Sim in Thailand. He says it's he's ready for kickoff.
Big safety's here.
Genghis with us. Tom in Lincoln. Bob in Aledo, Illinois. East Lincoln West. Andrew in Albion. And Lane in Iowa Park, Texas. That's a new one. Iowa Park, Texas.
And he's from the transportation guys from two nights ago. I mean, from there, chime in, please.
We got Mark in Lincoln, 21 years old. Tom in Lincoln. Blake in Chicago. Bada Bing in Lincoln. That's 3 out of 4 in Lincoln. Here we go.
Bada Bing.
We're
Scott,
growing.
Scott in Lincoln. Todd in Omaha. Matt in Waco. Is that Waco, Texas or Waco, Nebraska?
Interesting.
Big question.
Big game in Waco, too.
We got William. That's Plainsman from Grant. Tyler in Wichita. Troy in Rock County. Bruce in Colby, Kansas. People are with us this morning.
Good.
That's
nice.
The roll
Thank
call.
You.
Sponsored by Mad Sins Bowling and Billiards.
Sarah!
Go see Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln, just south of 48th and Holdridge. Bowling, billiards, karaoke, darts.
Pocket billiards.
Great food at EJ's Bar. Live.
And Erwin Sweeney's there. He's there.
He's there. Yep.
He's there. I saw him. I mean, we embraced.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan of Erwin Sweeney.
Do you
a corner that does not get mentioned enough in Nebraska lore, Bill.
I agree.
You would
with
have
that.
Liked him.
Big corner.
You would have liked him.
I'm sure I would have liked him.
You would have played him.
Absolutely. What is there? Do the Sipples embrace?
Is
there a question. Hug? Yeah, that's a good
when
question.
You see Marty,
my mom,
when you see
my mom will.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, me and Marty did. Yeah, me and Marty did. And my mom does it.
The Bush family, we hug it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hug it out. Yeah.
My dad's not a big hugger. Eh? No. But the, yeah, my mom is. My mom's a hugger. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good roll call, by the way.
That was pretty good.
It was.
That was a lot of weeks. We have a fair amount of listeners, it seems.
Yesterday, before we get out of here to break, Matt Rhule did speak to ahead of Nebraska, Michigan.
Yeah, were you there, hear?
Steve?
I was not. I was on the road. Okay. Where was I yesterday?
Were you in Columbus?
Fremont. God, Fremont was Fremont. Incredible, by the way. Packed house. Packed house. It was good.
Here's the Matt Rhule excitement towards Big Ten play starting tomorrow, Matt Rhule.
Yeah. You know, we very much never want to make one game bigger than the other in terms of the football part of it. But in terms of, as I've said a couple times, like bringing excitement to Lincoln and having people be excited. I mean, you know, like last year's Colorado game to me was an iconic moment that I hope, you know, someday my kids are talking about. Remember that time, you know, being at Wisconsin last year, beating them for the first time, and, you know, we were going to go to a bowl game. That was an amazing moment for so many people. I can't tell you how many people for the first 2 years I was here talked about students. You know, coach, I came back for another year. I just want to go to a bowl game, please. I don't care where it is. Just get us to a bowl game. So you want to, you know, from a global perspective, as you represent the university in the ways in which you do, you know, certainly we don't represent them academically, but when people turn on the brand, I want them to see excitement. I want them to see an amazing fan base. I want them to see a rocking stadium. I want them to see a state united behind a team. And those are all the things that we have. I want them to see elite facilities, elite players. And then I want you to see a football team that plays the game the right way. So I don't want to minimize the excitement of having a ranked team come here for the first game. I don't want to minimize the excitement. I mean, I'm excited about it. Like, this is why you came to Nebraska, to play these games, you know. Last week was fun. And for a lot of guys, that was, you know, they don't get a chance to play very often, but they work really hard. That was their chance to play. That's why we were so locked in at halftime. You know, those weren't pre, you know, we released a couple speeches and I just got asked about it on the TV show. Like, those weren't pre-games. Those were halftimes because we wanted to get everyone in the game. And so that was important. But now this is why you came to Nebraska. And
there we go.
Matt Any Rhule. Injury report?
Nothing that I saw from yesterday.
I don't think there was anything to ask. He said on Monday that Malcolm Hartzog and is it Javon or Javon? Javon Wright will play. So there's probably nothing to address there.
It's been a couple years of, knock on wood, of just low injuries.
Yep.
I mean, it has been, when you see other teams, like right now, like they start like around the NFL, it's like, okay, there's several quarterbacks that are not playing already.
Right.
They're going into week three. They've played two games.
McCarthy, Fields out this week.
Fields is out. McCarthy's out. Burrow's out for an extended time. And then banged up is the Commanders.
Jaden Daniels.
Banged up.
Yep. Yeah. So and I'm sure the other quarterbacks are pretty banged up too. But you're looking at, like I said, you're looking at quarterbacks that are out. So right away, you're on your backup on week three. That's love. That's hard to do. So Nebraska, last year, they stayed remarkably healthy. And some people say, oh, well, what about this? Yeah, there's always this. Just look around. There's people had some, you know, Texas, you know, Arch had to start two games last year. They weren't big games, yep. But he had to start because the other guy couldn't go.
Yeah. Quinn Ewers, yeah.
Yeah.
So did he talk anything about, is Portnoy going to be here, Dave Portnoy?
I don't know.
Rhule had him on a podcast.
Did he?
Yeah, and Portnoy.
I thought he goes to Big Noon.
He goes
kickoff.
To Big Noon.
Oh, that's okay. Not here.
That's in Utah.
Okay,
so he won't be here.
Okay.
Big Michigan fan. I don't think he's going to be here.
Yeah, he said he had something to do with recruiting that quarterback. The big boy, Bryce Underwood. And then he was on Rhule's podcast, he was giving Dylan kind of hell about the Mahomes thing. Rhule defended Dylan adequately, I thought. I was a little surprised.
Did you listen to that podcast?
Yeah, I listened to some
Portnoy
of
was
it.
On
it was on
Matt,
TikTok.
Who's on with Matt Rhule's podcast? Portnoy
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I was watching TikTok. It was on TikTok.
Okay.
So I wasn't.
Do you have time to watch all these TikTok videos?
Ooh.
TikTok is a scroll thing.
Is it? Okay. Yeah.
You just scroll. I'm just scrolling sometimes when I'm between things.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And
Portnoy will be in Utah.
Now, Bill, I'm going to tell you something. TikTok's good. I mean, it you can get a lot of information quickly. Like Joe Klatt's on there.
You can
just
also
get top 10 in 30 seconds. Yeah.
You can also get AI'd a lot on
you can.
TikTok and fooled.
Yeah.
What you have before. And it's not your fault. It happens a lot of people.
Right. Oh, you got to be careful. You definitely do got it. But you know, I'm savvy enough to recognize it.
Yeah, generally. I see it.
There was not a lot else for Matt Rhule yesterday in terms of newsworthy stuff.
I see it. You like that setup?
Yeah.
I always think of you when I do that. Nice setup.
Yeah.
Nice setup. Hey,
Stu. Nice setup.
Before we get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln,
do the brunch.
Where might you send people today, Bill?
The Bird.
Early.
Early Bird, 19th and K.
Pastels.
They have a lot of free
friendly
parking, spacious spots to park in.
Endless cup of coffee.
Endless cup of coffee.
Not late.
They have breakfast nachos. They have breakfast tacos. They have a variety of waffles and French toast. And they have chicken fried steak, which is smothered.
Nice smothered.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
That was.
And
imagine a chicken fried steak just coming right now with a bunch of gravy on it.
Has he always mentioned the nachos?
What's that?
Bill brought it up, so I went with the nachos.
I was over there the other day with a friend of mine from Olson Engineering, and we had that, and that's what he had his meal, and I go, I'm gonna look at these nachos, and instead of chips, they have tater tots, and you better get them, one person can eat them. And it was remarkable.
Okay, because all of a sudden you're talking about breakfast nachos. I never heard of that.
And please, when you're at the Bird, do not forget to get the world famous
Hash Hole
19th wow. K early Bird wow. open now all the way till 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Aging Gracefully is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.